What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Monday, November 22nd. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you'll get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. I gotta let you guys know now, that's not happening tonight. I have to do some plans with the family. I will not be around before lock, so no updates today, but I will be back again for tomorrow. Let me know in the comment section, who are your favorite and least favorite contenders for tonight? And finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when you sign up. Get a 100% instant match deposit bonus of up to $100. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Drew Holiday, Tyrese Halliburton, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Franz Wagner, and De'Aaron Fox on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites, my top five plays for today? It is time to find out. First up at number five, we have my number one contender on FanDuel. That is Josh Hart. Spoiler alert, by the way. Small forward, power forward eligible. 5,500. Projected for 31.5. The goal is 38. He's in the optimal lineup 16% of the time. Hart is around a 0.9 fantasy point per minute guy. I gave him 34 minutes. 12 points at 8 boards. 3.5 assists. A stock and a half. Pace up spot against Minnesota, a Minnesota team that you're not super worried about defensively. What's not to like here for Josh Hart? The minutes look good, his role looks good, the matchup looks good, and I just want to play him. Next up at number four, we're going to Brandon Ingram, so Josh Hart's teammate. Here's the deal, shooting guard, small forward eligible. That is massive. You get him at shooting guard, small forward, guard forward utility. He's 7,900, projected for 43.5. The goal is 48.5. He's in the optimal lineup 18% of the time. Brandon Ingram's going to play 36 minutes, close to 1.2 fantasy points per minute, 31% usage when there's no Zion around, 24.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, a little over a stock, same matchup as Josh Hart. This is a really great spot for Brandon Ingram. I want to pay close attention to his ownership here, but because of that guard forward eligibility, I expect Brandon Ingram to be one of my favorite plays of the day. On to the other sideline, number three, Anthony Edwards, shooting guard, small forward eligibility, same as Brandon Ingram, 7,400, projected for 41, the goal's 46.5, he's in the optimal lineup, the same as Ingram, 18% of the time. These guys are super similar today. Edwards is a little bit cheaper, Ingram probably makes up for it by being a little bit better from a fantasy perspective, but 36 minutes, 30% usage, mostly scoring, 23.5 points, 6.5 boards, 3.5 assists, 2 stocks. It is a slight pace down spot for Edwards against New Orleans, but it's not like New Orleans is a scary matchup in general. And I love going to the combination of both guys. You can stack them up pretty easily, and I think it works. So much flexibility as well, because shooting guard, small forward, guard forward utility, you can really mix and match and move Edwards and Ingram around and build a lot of lineups with this sort of core. Love getting to Edwards, love getting to Ingram, and they are tied for the number three spot. We're off to Utah for number two, Donovan Mitchell, point guard, shooting guard eligibility, 8,500, projected for 47.5. The goal is 51, and he is in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. 34 minutes, almost 1.4 fantasy points per minute, 35% usage, and a ton of points. 28.5, in fact. 5 boards, 5 assists, a stock and a half, and a pace up spot against the Memphis Grizzlies. Honestly, what's not to like? By the way, the Grizzlies going to be without DeAnthony Melton, and even more importantly, I think, without Dylan Brooks, someone that I believe would be tasked with trying to guard Donovan Mitchell. This spot got even better. He's number two for today. One of my favorites you'll find. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Please follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, and let me know in the comment section who your favorite and least favorite of my contenders are for today. And finally, one last reminder, please go check out Prize Picks. Use that promo code AwesomeO when you sign up. Closing it out at number one with Kevin Huerter. Again, shooting guard, small forward eligible. There is very little value out there on DK today. Getting these guys that can be in 5 of 8 positions, very important. He's 4,200, projected for 27. The goal is 33. Again, optimal lineup 20% of the time. It's really flat on DK today. 32 minutes, around 0.8 fantasy points per minute. 17% usage, and then a little bit of everything. 12 points, 4.5 boards, 3.5 assists, a stock and a half. Pace neutral against Oklahoma City, but in case you didn't hear me correctly, they're playing Oklahoma City. That is a spot that's great for everybody in the league. So for right now, I don't expect Kevin Huerter to be in this spot by the time we get to lock. I just assume we open up a little bit more value. But between Huerter and Edwards and Ingram, three of them, my top four guys, can be placed into five of the eight positions. There's just a lot of flexibility to go around. Flexibility, I think, on a day like today, is even more important than the value you're trying to find. Kevin Huerter is your number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Monday, November 22nd. FanDuel version of this video is around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. I'll be back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.